I mentioned early before I spoke to Royce that, of course, Bobby Fulton passed away on this day last year, 12 months since Bob, the legendary rugby league player and coach. He won premierships as a player 72-73, took Manly to premierships in 87, the first grand final I called in 87 at the SCG when they beat Canberra, co-coached by Wayne Bennett, and a much younger Wayne Bennett, obviously, and Donnie Ferner. And then again in 96, he holds the distinction of winning premiership titles and Ashes series as a player, a captain and a coach. No one has done it before him. Probably no one will do it after him either. But we used to have that much fun together on the continuous call team for all those years that we were together like this.
Our man Chuck Fulton is down on the touchline. Chuck!
You know, Ray, I'm a bit of a storyteller, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you probably don't know much about me, but you know, I was a bank teller once in Kentucky. Well, I was involved in this bank robbery, and what do you reckon the robber said to me?
What did he say?
He said, "Stick him up, Chuck."
He's lost it. This bloke is immortal. He's an immortal. Stick him up, Chuck.
Dan asked me how it came about or why it happened, but it just happened on that particular day, like another day at Brookvale with Daryl Braman.
Here he is. Look at this weight. Never before attempted. 485 kilos Tons. He's got, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. He's rubbing some flour into his hands.
What's he baking, a cake?
He's thrown a bit on his groin because he's a bit chafed as well down there. Here he is. He walks over. He's stalking these weights as he walks up. There he is. He bends down.
Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
No. It's not. Walker, stop. Stalk it again. Stalk the weight.
Bend down to pick it up again. We.
I've never seen that happen stalk. Before. Not in a final round.
Cleaner.
Well, they've had to substitute him with the third best performer. This bloke's like nothing left. Poor old Slobodobodobodanovich. He's out of the equation now, so it's the other bloke's won by default. Australia, 1-2-3.
Three remarkably funny people in that little clip. I was sitting with him at Brookvale Oval. Daryl Braman doing his audition, I think, for the time for an Olympic Games coverage, which he never, ever, of course, was offered. Stephen Blocker Roach laughing uncontrollably in the background. And Bob Fulton with his rather familiar laugh there as well. What I might also play a bit later is another one from the same day at Brookvale Oval when Daryl was still auditioning for the Olympics, unsuccessfully, I might mention, and he decided to do a swimming call so that he could be considered not just for weightlifting but also swimming, and Bozo decided that he wanted to take the role of the then co-commentator, Nicole Livingston. He wanted to do the splits when they came through at the different marks at the 50, the 100 and the like, so... a little bit of funny stuff to pay tribute to a bloke I just absolutely adored and loved, Bob Fulton. And it's hard to believe that he's been gone for 12 months, 12 very difficult months for Anne and the children and grandchildren, I know. It's 5 minutes to 11. As I mentioned today, it's the anniversary of the passing of our great mate, Bob Fulton. The hallmark of his time with me on the continuous call team, which started back in about 1988 and continued until about 2 or 3 years ago when we both gave it away, was having a bit of fun with each other and taking the mickey out of each other relentlessly, like they did to me this day. G'day, Darren.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Not bad, Daz.
Yeah. Well, I was just driving through Glebe, and coming in the opposite direction, there was about 15 to 20 semi-naked men and women on bicycles with body paint and nipple tassels.
Oh, that'd be good.
What time do they finish?
Let's just
got to go to the footy now.
Let's put in perspective. This was Glebe, okay? Yeah, it was Glebe, which is a sort of basket weavers type suburb,
Yeah.
It used to be a really tough working class suburb, but it's been overtaken by the people at the moment. If you're in Glebe on Glebe Point Road, this is not an unusual occurrence. Would you agree, Darren?
Oh, not usually, no, but I don't know, riding a bike in Speedos and nothing else, the guys were grimacing, I know that.
Well, they would have had those foam gel seats, I'd imagine, you can buy at the bike shops.
Can you?
Yes.
What? How does he know that? A foam gel bike seat. That'll do me.
Tandem.
I think it's obvious. I'm the strength here. I'm now the captain. They've turned on him. The vice captain. I've turned on foam gel at the bottom.
Hadley.
One of your best, right?
What's he been doing?
Where do you get the foam
Darren,
gel seats?
Darren.
Yeah, mate.
The seats to which I refer, which has caused great mirth here.
Foam gel.
Okay. Chafing.
Get some babies out.
Get a shovel out.
It's getting worse.
How big's the hole?
He's...
Darren, chafing can be a significant problem for a man on a push bike, okay? Mm. If you go to a bike shop and you have a standard bike seat, you can buy a cover which is done in a foam gel which can alleviate chafing.
And they're disposable as
and
well.
On the Gold Coast.
Especially in the movie.
They're in Speedos. On the Gold Coast where I do a bit of biking.
And a lot of tossing.
Oh, that's his best ever. He's 6 foot under. The hole's getting bigger. He can't get himself out.
I purchased one of the aforementioned gel bike seats.
Yeah.
Foam gel bike seats.
And what did you do with it?
To alleviate chafing.
Yeah, but you don't have a bike.
He hasn't got a bike up there
he
either.
Wears foam gel seats instead of undies.
No, he no, walks around
Darryl,
the...
Darryl, I bought that this Christmas. The bike is coming next Christmas, okay? Darren,
he
walks down the road with a bike seat between.
Thank you very much, Darren, for
that's
raising...
That's why he walks like this.
Don't.
Sorry, Darren, what were you saying?
Now, where does the chafing occur? On your inner thighs? Is that?
Yes, on the inner thighs. The chafing can be quite,
so
quite
your thighs,
painful.
Your thighs rub together while you ride a bike?
No. Against the leather or the vinyl of the seat.
Okay.
And
Darren,
if you put a padded seat over the top of it, it doesn't cause the chafing.
Has anyone ever got chafed on the outer thighs? Seriously.
Depends how close you ride next to
yeah, exactly. Thank you, Darren. We'll leave you to it, buddy. Thank you for the report on the semi-naked people riding through Glebe. So there you go, another opportunity for the Continuous Call team to tear me apart, and Bozo was laughing as ferociously as it. But there were other things that happened on the Continuous Call with the late Bob Fulton and the late Tommy Rodonicus. I had a request from Bob because we couldn't get a cab last time at the airport.
Yeah.
Can you pick us up?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
You've got to be driving, though.
Yeah,
with
I know.
A cab on.
I've got to be driving.
I'll have a six-pack.
Tommy, have you got one of those plastic cages around?
No, I don't need one.
No, I'm talking about the passengers. Yeah. What about
hey,
you?
Hey, and I'm going to have Tommy on the top of the taxi.
Tommy's taxi.
Can you imagine a drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning hailing a cab and seeing Tommy and say no thanks?
Mate, hey, I tell you what, mate, I'll go great up there and looking forward to. So, Bozo, what time do you want me to pick you up?
Well, we're arriving at about 3:30, Tommy.
Mate,
so
I'll pick you up
3:30 on the Tuesday.
On the Tuesday, I'll pick you up, buddy. Yeah, we'll call in home, have a cup of coffee.
Well, a couple of VBs or twoies or something.
Something like that, of course.
Forget the 4X. Yeah, there they were again. Three great voices that I worked with for all those years. Tom Rodonicus, Peter Pralingos, and the late Bob Fulton.